Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
On the ground, Donnie to his right. Backhand and the throw, and the Cardinals have won the series. Riley O'Brien picks up his first Major League save. The Cardinals win the season series over Los Angeles. And Mark, what a way to wrap up this Western trip, a 5-3 victory.
That was FanDuel Sports Midwest. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Rohde and for Marshall. And we go live to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. She also joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Happy to talk to Alexa Datt, host and reporter for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. You can also hear her talk about baseball in a lot of other places as well. Alexa, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Layla. Hi, Mark.
I think the first question for you is, I flash back to that last Cubs and Cardinals series where we saw a very un-Cardinals-like crowd out to watch the Cubs in St. Louis. What do you anticipate over the weekend from at least the Cardinals fans over at Busch Stadium?
I know. I feel like when the manager, Ollie Marmol, is asked about the crowds, he first starts referencing the big crowds on the road from different road cities. We were just in San Diego, and that's an electric atmosphere. In Philly, you can feel the fact that the hatred is kind of penetrating into that clubhouse before you even step out onto the field. And it's been, you know, a bit of a disappointment in terms of the turnout this year for Cardinals fans. But when you talk to the manager, his quote is always, fans are, you know, earned. And that's something that they want to get back to, playing the level of baseball where fans want to come out and see them. Now, when it's Cardinals-Cubs and that sort of rivalry and that sort of intensity at Busch Stadium, the fans are going to be there. It's going to be an electric weekend. Yadier Molina is going to be in the dugout all weekend, or at least for the first two games. Bradley Beal is throwing out the first pitch tomorrow. So there's a lot of electricity for this team, especially coming off, you know, their season series victory over the Dodgers. I think after the trade deadline, people were, you know, obviously sad to see some staples go, but they're ready to root on a lot of these young kids that are going to be the future of the organization.
Yadier Molina, what has he been up to, and when does he become the Cardinals manager?
Okay, Mark, not so fast. So he is obviously, you know, taking as much time as he can after retirement and spending it with his family, which he is absolutely owed, because, you know, baseball is such a sacrifice day in and day out. And the fact that he has stepped away and taken some time is really nice. But we are going to see him managing Team Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic next spring. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think watching him get back into the dugout, I mean, he's going to be wearing a full uniform. He's going to not only be there for batting practice, but he's going to be standing next to Ollie Marmol. We were joking with him, like, if you and Daniel Descalzo get thrown out, like, is Ollie going to be the manager of these games? And he's like, all right, not so fast. Like, everyone calm down. Or is Yadi going to be the manager? Right. So he's excited to be there. He's in town for an event. He, you know, threw out the question to Ollie about whether he could come hang out with the team and he could be in uniform. And Ollie's like, yeah, let's make it happen. So I think both for the fans and for the players, really, having him there is going to be pretty special.
A lot of confidence in himself. Like Ollie Marmol to have Yadier there, because you know what every fan is thinking, right?
Who didn't think that when Yadi retired, or even in his last year with the team, he could have been a player manager, Alexa? I feel like that was definitely something that even Cubs fans, everybody knows about Yadi and what he's brought to the game.
I mean, Layla, in his last year, his entire career, he was basically a player manager, right? Like, the guy, I mean, his uncanny ability to not only know his own team, but to know the opponents in a way that you don't see in today's game, that people aspire to at this point. And you talk about a lot of these young guys getting to learn from Yadi. It's an invaluable experience. Pedro Pajas is going to sit with him all weekend and probably walk away a different person. In terms of Yadi's preparation, a lot of these young guys really prepare and they know the Cardinal way. But when you look at Yadi and the fact that he knows the opponents, sometimes even better than he knows his own team, that's the kind of, you know, work ethic that you want to instill in these guys. So we're looking forward to seeing him.
Well, and then my next thought is immediately to the former Cub, and Wilson Contreras. You know, there were times where I feel like there was a lot of emotion from the both of them when they were on opposing teams. But to now have him in the dugout, I wonder what that is going to mean to a guy like Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible energy for him to be there. But Wilson, I mean, he loves these rivalries. He now has a rivalry with the Padres because they played them 7 times in 10 days. You know, him and Nick Pivetta going at it is like fun for the game of baseball. But I think also, you know, having him be in the same dugout as Yadier Molina, he knows how important, you know, being a St. Louis Cardinal is. And he knows what this rivalry means, not only to these two towns, but to baseball in general. So he's going to try and control his emotions, but you never know. It could be a little spicy out there later. I'm
Hey,
looking forward to
we
it.
saw it with Daniel Palencia and Wilson Contreras. Was that in it was in St. Louis last time that these two teams played. So I guess this is the first time since then. And I think Wilson came down. Like he did, like he cooled off in the locker room afterwards, said it was no big deal, and Palencia, you know, looks up to the guy and all that kind of stuff. So it ought to be interesting. But I want to ask you too. We've been talking about the Cardinal. We got Matt Boyd on the mound for the Cubs tonight. It appears on paper to be a mismatch, unless you could tell us differently about one Michael McGreevy going for the Redbirds tonight.
Yeah, this kid is a different cat. I mean, when he stepped on the mound in San Diego, he's from San Diego. He pitched in front of 100 family and friends. He grew up a Padres fan. For him to be able to go out there and first 3 innings were a little shaky and then completely lock down and shut out that dominant Padres lineup for the next three and figure out that he just needed to instill a little bit more intensity in himself. And now he's going to do that, as he says, from first pitch. It's a learning process for him. He's still young, obviously. And it's also, you know, a tryout for him too for a full rotation spot next year in 2026. He's a full member of the rotation now. He earned that. He was coming up and being sent back down. So doing kind of the washing machine cycle was something that early in his career he had to handle, and he handled it really well. And so to have that mentality as a young guy and now be like, well, you earned your spot, go out there and show everyone what you can do is going to be a lot of fun. But you got to give a lot of credit to Matthew Boyd. I mean, he shut us out for the 11 innings he's seen the Cardinals this season. He's a lefty. The Cardinals, you know, really can struggle against lefties at points in the year. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, but I guarantee you Michael McGreevy will rise to the occasion.
We are happy to talk Cubs and Cardinals with Alexa Datt, host and reporter for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. And Alexa, I also think about not just the nuggets that you gave about Yadier Molina being the dugout and that probably being a shot in the arm for the Cards, but also just the momentum they're riding with as well, taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. You know, what do you think about that series? What were your takeaways?
It was pretty incredible. When you see Shohei Ohtani hitting a 2-run homer and striking out 8, if I told you that that was what the Dodgers did against the Cardinals, you would have 100% told me that the Cardinals lost. But there's something about this team that they didn't necessarily have last year, this resiliency, these young guys who are really playing for their jobs, not only for the last 2 months of the season, but for 2026. They're auditioning in front of a new front office that will, you know, take hold at the end of the year, and Chaim Bloom and his new front office staff. So because they know they're fighting for those roles and there is a lot of competition, Ali Marmol can't go out there and start 4 outfielders. Baseball won't let him. So these guys have to make sure that when they do, you know, get the opportunity to step in there, they perform their best. And a lot of what we're seeing right now is coming out of the bullpen in that situation. When you trade away Ryan Helsley and Steven Matz and Phil Maton, you love the returns because that's going to be the future of the organization. But it also gives a lot of these younger guys who didn't have the opportunities earlier in the year, like Kyle Leahy, Matt Swanson, Riley O'Brien, Jojo Romero, to step up and say, all right, guys, it's your shot now. Let's see what you can do with it. And a lot of them have, you know, stepped up into these high leverage situations and performed. Riley O'Brien, if you ask Ali Marmol what his opinion of him was last year, he would say pretty timid. And he went through some injuries. And this year, he's completely changed his mentality on the mound. He went out there and got a win and a save this week. And I think also doing that in an intense environment like, you know, the Dodgers in LA, especially up 1, says a lot about how he's transformed as a player.
Alexa, you mentioned the front office and the impending new front office. Hasn't that dictated a lot of this Cardinals season? Because they didn't do a lot of splashy stuff before the year started. As you said, they sold at the trade deadline to equal what seems spot on, exactly 558-58 in this, whatever you want to call it, a rolling rebuild. I guess the question is, how fast do you expect the Cardinals to be back, so to speak, to have their fans have trust in what they're putting out there? Because I know Cardinals fans are not going to be particularly patient.
It's hard to predict that, Mark, right? But I think what they're doing in terms of working on their minor league infrastructure right now, and the fact that they woke up in the offseason in order to correct that, I think quicker than they originally had planned, says a lot about the organization and how quickly they want to be competitive in the future. So, and that's Chaim Bloom's goal. Listen, this is John Mozeliak as the president of baseball operations job till the end of the season, mm-hmm. but Chaim Bloom has conversations while he's working on the minor league infrastructure with the big league club. He's on Zoom calls with pitching coach Dusty Blake and the manager Ali Marmol, and talking to them about the transition into next year. Now, there obviously is a bit of an overlap, but no one's stepping on anyone's toes. It's going to be really Chaim Bloom's offseason to hit the ground running, and the work that he is doing on the lower levels is really going to be kind of, you know, planting the seeds to see what happens with this team, you know, in the future. But what I know about Chaim Bloom, he loves, you know, developing young talent, investing in younger players, and the ones that he has invested in the past have performed really well for his organization. So we're looking forward to more of that with St. Louis. We'll see.
Alexa, I have a message here from our friend Chris Ranji. This was sent mm-hmm. to Ray Diaz, our producer. Yeah. I want to get your thoughts because I feel like that's fair, and that's what we do at The Score because we love to mess with Chris. I'm sure you do too. Quote,
that's right.
You got my dude Alexa coming on today. Be as nice as possible, but not too nice. End quote. Your thoughts.
Isn't that the most Ranji quote you've ever heard?
100%.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sarcastic, witty, funny, taking a dig, can't ever be too kind. That's pretty much him in a nutshell.
Yeah, I think yeah. you're a little too flattering right there with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, a little too.
You need to spend more time with him like we have.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know Chris as well as we do. Alexa, can I ask you a question that you've been asked before? Here's the question. Yes. How's life as an Alexa?
It's the worst, Mark. It uh-huh. is. It's so bad. People yeah. ask me what the weather is. They ask me
to put diapers
on my grocery list.
I knew it.
They ask yeah. me to play their favorite song. Oh. It's so bad. It's so bad. I hate it so much. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I felt sympathy. I'm like, this is not the time. I mean, it's flattering because it's very modern-esque and it's out there. But yeah, I could see where you'd get it. I would imagine that devices blurt around you a lot as well, no?
Yeah, when I say my name on air, everyone says their device turns on in their house, and it's so annoying. I'm like, well, don't change the channel. Just change the name of your device. Maybe.
Don't ever change Alexa.
Yeah, yeah. And also what I heard is you're controlling all the devices, so congratulations.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate that. By the way, I have to say this is a bit of like a spoof for, you know, Chicago sports fans because they're so excited for Bears season. They're looking forward to hearing their quarterback and they turn on the radio as just maybe a little bit earlier than he's scheduled to come on. And they hear a St. Louis chick talking about the Cardinals, like what a wool over their eyes. They're like, where's my quarterback? I'm looking forward to the Bears, man.
You're the pregame show. Hey, the pregame show is pretty important, Alexa.
This is a massive series, so we're happy to talk yeah. to you about it. Thank you so much for having fun with us, Alexa Datt. Tell Ranji he's a stupid head, and we appreciate you joining us on The Score.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Bye, Alexa.
That's awesome. That was Alexa. We are happy to talk to her. Alexa Datt, host and reporter for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest.